Hey guys, this is Doug Fireball. I want to welcome you to the Leaders Luncheon Guy, and I am so excited about today. And the reason why, several reasons. Number one, we're just breaking records as far as listeners, and we want to welcome everybody. If you're in Europe, it's obviously your Leaders Dinner. I want to welcome everybody from the Asian Pacific Rim. I want to welcome everybody from Africa, from the Middle East, from Europe, from all the way down to the land down under, Australia. Got tens of thousands of listeners now in Australia that it's building, and we just thank you so very much for being a part of it. And as you know, here on the Leaders Luncheon, our goal here on the Home Business Radio Network is to bring the best of the best of the best to the Leaders Luncheon. And today, I have got exactly that. There's nobody better in this profession than the gentleman I'm getting ready to introduce. He's been on the Leaders Luncheon before, and we've gotten a lot of phenomenal content, and not only that, but great comments from people. His name is Ray Higdon. He's out of Florida. He's the top runner for his company. He's one of the top internet network marketing folks in the world, but he also knows how to do it traditionally. He's one of those triple threat people, and those types of individuals are rare. And I got an opportunity to meet Ray down in Dallas last weekend, and he is just one gem of a guy. But more importantly, my wife looked at me during his training. He says, man, he's so good. With that, I'm going to bring him on. Ray, how are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, and thank you so much for those wonderful comments. And it was so nice to meet you and your beautiful wife.
Yeah, you can tell. I love what you said. You said, I'm quite a salesman from the front of the room. He said, I'm quite a salesman. Just take a look at my wife. I can relate.
Amen. Amen.
How are you doing today? I mean, things going good for you? Everybody, they kind of know who you are now, but are you staying busy on the road or what?
Yeah, man. It's been a lot of fun, and we're just breaking a lot of new ground. You know, we mm-hmm. just launched that presentation mm-hmm. product. We have been traveling like crazy. This next month, I'm presenting in Dallas, San Diego, Montreal, Toronto, and Vegas. That's in the next 30 days.
That is so awesome.
And yeah, it's just awesome, man. You know, I mean, it's I decided to shake up my business a little bit and do a couple new things, mm-hmm. Learn new traffic, learn new different things, and so we've just really been burning it at both ends and just having a blast doing it.
I know the drill all too well.
I know you do.
Let me ask you another question. With this speaking and everything, does your wife go with you everywhere?
Most of the time. Most mm-hmm. of the time. She's not going to make it to Montreal or Toronto, and I think she strategically picked not to go to those two places.
Mm-hmm.
But she'll be with me all the other places, and you know, we tend to travel together almost all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife and I think in 9 years of marriage have been separated four times, and that's about it. You see one, you see the other, and your wife is quite the gorgeous young lady, and my wife says, Ray's handsome, but I don't know. I just looked at you and said, well, I guess. Okay, now let's get into the interview. Enough about that. One of the things that you have a real focus on, but more importantly, you have a real gift for, is presenting. Now, in Dallas, you presented at the MLSP Live the Dream 3, and it blew my wife away, blew me away, simply because it was so good. It was so sincere. How in the world, what was your story on learning how to present? Because you just don't get that good by accident.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, I mean, I think, you know, I've had a lot of people over the years come up to me and say, oh, man, you're such a natural. And, you know, sometimes I'll take the time to share my story, and a lot of times I don't, because you just, you know, just can't. You're kind of swamped or whatever. And that is so far from the truth, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I used to be absolutely devastatingly toss and turn at night, terrified of public speaking.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, I was a project manager at a county government, actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not like super high pressure or anything like that, but you know, we did a lot of work. And I remember we used to have to, there was about 40 people in the department, and every Monday they would have a kind of round table meeting with all the project managers. So there was about maybe 20 of us in that room, and I would never sleep Sunday night. And all we had to do was stand up and say the status of our project at less than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I would toss and turn at night. I would sweat. And I'll tell you, a lot of times, and I'm surprised I didn't get in trouble for this, but a lot of times I would sit by the door. I would see the train coming, and it was like a train. I mean, it was just about to run me over.
Mm-hmm.
And I would sneak out. I would go to the bathroom, wait a little bit, and come back and hope that the train had passed and everyone else gave their updates and they didn't notice. And then it got worse because I got placed into a position of, you know, I guess middle management,
mm-hmm.
where I was managing a few people, and they wanted me to give a presentation, a full-blown, you know, hour presentation on the project that we were working on, which was actually for a code enforcement. It was a wireless, you know, project.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, dude. 3 nights, no sleep, practicing over and over and over. I got up in front of just 6 people. It was 5 people and my boss, the 5 people I managed, my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I stuttered. My hands were sweating. I went to take a drink. I spilled it on my shirt.
Oh, no.
And my boss even asked me, she's like, what is wrong with you? I mean, it was like, blew her. She couldn't comprehend. She thought maybe I was drunk or maybe, you know, something, you know, I took medication or something.
Yeah.
She couldn't fathom that was just from nerves because I was always a good worker. I
mm-hmm.
always worked hard. But you put me in front of a crowd, and I was terrified. And it was at that point that I just said, you know what? Something's got to change. I can't live in this fear, you know, filled life. I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to my local college, and I'd risen the ranks by just hard work. I didn't have 1 hour of college, and I was in a position that required a bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have 1 hour. I went to my local college, and I said, put me in every speaking course that you have. And they said, they made the comment. They said, well, that's usually the last classes anyone takes. Put me in them all. And, you know, it was still a tough, long journey with Toastmasters and different things. And but eventually I got over that fear, and I set a goal to become a great speaker.
Well, obviously that has happened, my friend. And I can tell you right now, I've been so blessed to hear and share the stage with, in my mind, the best of the best. And you absolutely are right up there with everybody that I've ever heard. Let me ask you another question. What was your greatest fear? Why do you think that? What do you think was the catalyst of that fear? Did it maybe an insecurity, or maybe just not knowing how, or just the fear of people?
Well, I mean, it just, I guess it depends how deep we want to go here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was young, my parents, you know, got separated, got divorced,
mm-hmm.
and my dad remarried someone who was very abusive.
Oh, no.
And so on a daily basis from the ages of 4 to 12, I was, you know, mentally, physically abused. And I think a lot of that carried into my career
mm-hmm.
at, you know, I constantly, you know, maybe some of that, you know, had sunk in, and I did question my worth, and I did, you know, wonder if I was good enough and didn't want to look
wow.
at or make mistakes. And, you know, I know that that has to have some kind of play there. But, you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, with practice, with, you know, experience, with investing your time and getting better, you can become, you know, anything that you want. And it really is true. And I remember, you know, after I kind of got comfortable training people, you know, I was training people in my department.
Mm-hmm.
I set a weird goal, you know, and I got the bug. I set a weird goal. I said, I want to speak on the Vegas Strip within a year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no rhyme or reason to it. I mean, it didn't even make sense to even say that statement because...
Wow. Have you ever spoken there? I mean, is this something you wanted to do?
I had never spoken there.
Wow.
You know, I had been to a conference there and admired the speakers there, and I set a goal, I'm going to do that, and through some really weird circumstances, I got a speaking, you know, job traveling around the country, And wouldn't you know it, one of the first places was Planet Hollywood, right on the Vegas Strip, and it was just very surreal.
That is so cool. As I understand it, spoke for a little bit for a real estate training company or something like that. Is that correct?
I did. I spoke for this company, and it was basically, I knew that my real estate, because I had gone into real estate investing, and I knew that my real estate was going down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had the opportunity to go around the country and get on the road and speak selling a real estate investment home study course, basically, mm-hmm. and with software and everything. And so that, we were on the road. I was on the road 22 days a month, Vegas, Chicago, Phoenix, Miami, L.A., and, you know, it was a 90-minute sales pitch selling a $7,000 product mm-hmm. to a cold audience. And let me tell you, that'll make you better at speaking.
You got that.
And, so it was a wild experience. The company ended up kind of imploding because they just grew too fast and mm-hmm. couldn't manage it. And, so once my real estate income had dried up, then that company imploded. That's when things got really tough.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that can relate to what you just said, because there's people struggling, obviously, all over the world because of the world economy. And they're saying, okay, you struggled, but yet now you're at the top of your game and everything. What was the catalyst that just absolutely made you decide that you were going to be the top earner in your company, one of the top speakers in the world of home business? What was that one thing that went click, light goes on?
You know, I really, there's a couple events that stand out. You know, one, my mother finding out that I was in foreclosure mm-hmm. and just having that grief and guilt that I had from, you know, stressing her out.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of it. But I really think there was one moment that I remember. I had been up in Pittsburgh trying to do a real estate deal that didn't work out. I came home, and for the longest time, I had kind of just not looked at my bank statements. I knew they weren't great, and mm-hmm. I just had them in a pile. And I came home from that Pittsburgh trip, and I just remember for some reason I said, opened it up, and I had $300 in the bank.
Wow.
And I'm like, what was wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a $300 in the bank account guy. And quite frankly, I've heard people say that it's better to be angry than depressed.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely the truth. And, you know, it was, you know, that and a combination of some self-growth that I just set in my mind, and I created almost like a Pavlov dog kind of thing. You know, I just created any time that I would think about how bad things were, I'd pick up the phone and try to do business.
Mm-hmm.
I was prospecting like a madman. I found, you know, a network marketing company, got serious about it, hit, you know, my first $10,000 a month in network marketing in 5 months,
mm-hmm.
$40,000 in 7 months, became the top income earner, and, you know, and that was, you know, 3 years ago now. So it's just been a wild ride.
Let's kind of flip the switch and toss the coin here and move on to talking about presentations, because you are, in my opinion, one of the masters at presenting. And even my wife said that your presentation, again, was awesome. A person is probably listening to this, and there's people, obviously, that are saying, okay, well, what did you do to change all of that? What are some of the tips, if you will, or some of maybe the revelations that you had about presentations during the course, even during your real estate days? What are some of the things that you found out that maybe some couple mistakes you were making that weren't working, and maybe some tips, if you will, on what does work?
Right. And it really, you know, when you talk about presenting, especially because of our industry, you kind of got to preface it.
Mm-hmm.
A presentation to sell a product, like a training product or an information product or something like that, is a very different presentation than a network marketing presentation.
Well, that's okay? Good.
Just to make the distinction, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said, that's good. That's a great distinction. I never really thought about that.
Well, because in a presentation that's selling information or that's selling a product or, you know, something like that, you're stressing, you know, what it does and you know, why it will solve some of the person's problems. Whereas in a network marketing presentation, you yourself are also being evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the person is thinking to themselves, not only am I interested in this product or service or whatever the network marketing thing is, but can I do what the person's doing? And so you can actually come off, you can be too slick at a network marketing presentation and not get sales,
mm-hmm.
as the audience thinks, I can't do that. And so, you know, you are selling in a network marketing presentation, you're actually selling that they can do whatever it is that you're doing. And that's a distinction between, you know, an information product or a mindset product or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest, I would say the very, very biggest thing that I can tell someone who is not experienced at presenting or is new, is uncomfortable, biggest distinction is you have to focus on what it does, not what it is.
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, constantly asking yourself, what does that mean? You know, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? So you may say, well, my product has, you know, alpha-ketoglutarate, and it will boost your growth hormone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what it is, okay? By the way, I'm not involved in health and wellness. I'm just kind of saying this. But, you know, okay, that's what it is. That's fine. No one cares. They only care about what it does. Well, if you have that, then you might sleep better at night. Okay, that's a start.
Mm-hmm.
You sleep better at night, then you might have more energy. Okay, we're getting better. Well, if you have more energy, you're going to be happier. You're going to have better relationships. You're going to be able to play with your kids more often. You're actually going to lose weight. You see what I mean? So you go down that funnel away from what it is, because no one cares what it is. They don't care about the ingredients in the bottle. They don't care about, you know, those kind of detailed kind of things. They care about what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the key. So not just talking about getting on the first page of Google, but what does that mean to you? Well, that means that more people are going to see it, click it, go to your website, become a lead, get more sales, and you'll reach the top rank in your company, and your friends will be envious of you. Yeah, we did that. So instead of just the first page of Google, now your neighbors are looking at your new car and they're envious, right? And so you got to draw those correlations. Always, 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 always. And I'll tell you who doesn't get this usually is network marketing companies. Network marketing companies usually have some of the worst marketing, you know, out there,
mm-hmm.
But they'll get the right people to do the presentations correctly that does display what it does. Lifestyle, living the dream,
mm-hmm.
on a boat, you know, and doing those things. And so always, always, always focus on what it does, not what it is. Now, you may have heard that talked about as features versus benefits, but I don't think people get it. I don't think people get that analogy, but they seem to get, instead of what it is, what it does.
Let's go through a few things here, because we've got a lot of different obvious types of listeners, and I'm going to give you maybe three or four just lines, if you will, or otherwise. Let's take skincare. Now, skincare, for what it is, it's just, it contains the Huba Gooby oil and the Mava Java lotion.
Right.
Okay, so the Huba Gooby oil and the Mava Java lotion, but now I'm going to toss it to you and say, okay, that's what it is, but what does it do? And we can just have some fun here and give them an idea of how they can, two or three points that you would think about skincare that would work for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can also take it in a couple-step process and ask yourself, well, what is the benefit? But what is the benefit of the benefit? And so let me give you an example. So with skincare,
mm-hmm.
Benefit would be, you know, you look in the mirror and you look prettier. You see less wrinkles. You're looking nice. You're proud of how you look.
Mm-hmm.
Benefit of the benefit could be, your friends start commenting, man, what is it that you're doing? And see, what that does is it elicits emotions and feelings, because that's what you're trying to do when you explain what it does. Now, let's take it to the extreme. Okay, you walk into your 20-year high school reunion, and you see that ex-boyfriend that dumped you for Sally on the cheerleading team. Says, wow, you look freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's the benefit of the benefit of the benefit, and that is where people, they can envision themselves. They can put themselves in that room. They can feel that feeling like it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that, a master presenter, can get you to feel the feelings of the benefit of the benefit before it even happens.
That is so good. My wife went to her high school reunion recently, and that happened to her. One of her old boyfriends saw her, and he nearly fell over the chair.
Yeah. Would you like your ex-boyfriend to think, what the hell's wrong with me? Why did I dump her?
What a dummy.
That's a great emotion to elicit in people.
Let's take weight loss. Now, my weight loss product has Super Slimmer Remy. And this Super Slimmer Remy has probably the most powerful, just burn the fat right off your bones ointment. So now I'm going to toss it back to you, and you tell me what Super Slimmer Remy, the benefits and stuff.
Well, you can roll with the same benefits as skincare, obviously. You know, the jealous, ex-boyfriend, the friends that are saying, what are you doing? You know, you could certainly do that. But what about being the first one that your drink gets served at the bar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're at the bar, you're competing with a bunch of other women and guys trying to get them, oh, let me help out the young, slim, attractive woman over there and do that. So you can think of, scenarios like that.
Mm-hmm.
What if, when you, for some this is desired, for some it isn't, but, when you walk past, you have heads turning. You have cars hitting the brakes.
Right? I love that.
Obviously, I'm kind of catering this to more of the female persuasion. But, with guys, what if you're on this Limerini and, in 30 days, all of a sudden you have women coming up to you, women up and commenting you and asking you about what you do, where you're from. What would that feel like? What would it feel like to have people coming up to you wherever you go and complimenting you?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that feel amazing?
You must be taking a Slimmer Remy, because every time I saw you, there was a bunch of people standing around talking to you. I'm like, I got to get some of that Slimmer Remy.
Absolutely. That's my secret.
Let's talk one more. Travel. Let's go move away from personal care. And let's say that I have a travel company, because we got a lot of people that are actually in travel companies that listen to HBRN. And let's say that I have a special, super exotic voucher vault. And this super exotic voucher vault, it's discount coupons, and it allows me to go to different places that I've never been. Now, what are the benefits?
Yeah, absolutely. imagine walking out of your bungalow right on the ocean and feeling the salty air hit you while watching the sunrise, with your spouse or girlfriend right next to you, admiring and just being so happy together. And then being able to go home with all these pictures and trinkets and souvenirs and people constantly asking how you can possibly afford to travel the world like you guys do, because it's just so amazing. And then you sharing with them the secret that you're in a discount voucher that they can actually be a part of too and travel with you.
Wow.
Now you're cruising around the world. You have, 8 to 10 of your friends with you, all making money, all feeling great, all the envy of the neighborhood and the chamber, and you're just living an amazing life that people dream of, all because you made the right choice by joining this travel company.
Dude, sign me up. That's amazing. I'm sitting there thinking, as you were saying it, I was there.
Exactly. And see, most people would just stop at saying it's a discount voucher club.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, they're not painting the picture. You got to paint the picture. You have to paint the picture for them, and you got to share, with them. And that's, you know, travel is, it's actually, it's a pretty easy one because it's so easy to elicit the emotions there. And, you know, and the best way for you to build a travel kind of company, and I've actually been in travel companies, travel network marketing companies before, and the best way for you to build is to go travel.
Wow.
Then you're talking to the person on the cruise and saying, you know, man, I can't believe how great of a deal I got on this thing. And they're going to say, well, how much? And you're going to say, what? You know, I paid a lot more. That's really simple to sign people up for that kind of thing.
You know something? You've given such good nuggets that this audio, I bet you if it wasn't on HBRN, people would pay hundreds of dollars just for this audio, just to learn what you're just saying.
They can still PayPal me. No, I'm just kidding. You give value out, you get value back. And
Amen.
So, you know, I like giving value. A lot of people have helped me along my way. So, you know, if I help a person out there, then fantastic.
Ray, that's what I love about you, and that's why you're one of my favorite people in this profession. You're just so giving, but you're so humble. And it's just, to me, that's what this business is all about. Let's talk just the next minute or two, because we've got a couple minutes left, about your new project, and it's about presentation. What exactly is the name of it?
Oh, it's actually called Presenting for Profits, and it, you know, what I've done over the course of my career in network marketing is I've identified areas that I think are, I think maybe more training is needed, and presenting is one of those areas that the average network marketer, you simply can't learn. You simply can't. There's no course that I've seen at a reasonable price that you can learn presenting, because presenting is the number one most profitable occupation that exists.
Right.
That's just period. And, you know, and so there's, you know, there are many options out there for $5,000, $10,000, $20,000. But for the average Joe, the average network marketer, for them to learn how to be a professional presenter, it just doesn't exist. And so I saw that need and created an affordable program for people to learn. And I just teach them exactly what I do. I teach them exactly what I do when it comes to network marketing presentations, when it comes to selling information products, when it comes to, you know, how to craft a sales presentation that works. And I just give them the goods. It's exactly the model that I've followed to build my information marketing company, and my network marketing business.
If they want to learn more about it, do you have a URL or a video they could watch?
Yeah, there's actually, I have a video on, if you go to rayhigdon.com/profit-presenting, you'll actually see a video there that you can watch. It's only like 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, something like that. And I give some tips. I actually give the number one tip for people that do speaking events.
Well, guys, this is Doug Fireball, and you've been listening to The Leader's Luncheon here on the Home Business Radio Network, and I have been talking to the amazing Ray Higdon. And I say that with all sincerity. He is amazing. Thank you, Ray, for being on today. This is The Leader's Luncheon here on the Home Business Radio Network, Positive Powered Radio.